Republicans commit to investigate IRS agent whistleblower allegations on Hunter Biden probe. By Wendell Hasebo on April 20, 2023. Republicans pledge to investigate Wednesday's bombshell allegations that two Biden administration political appointees within the Justice Department are working to block charges against Hunter Biden for tax violations despite recommendations. "This is absolutely something that Chairman Jordan will look at," a House Judiciary Committee spokesperson told Breitbart News. Hunter is under investigation by the DOJ for tax fraud, money laundering, and violation of lobbying laws. For months, Trump-appointed U.S. prosecutor David Weiss has been weighing if there is sufficient evidence for the grand jury to indict him. According to the whistleblower's attorney, Mark Lytle, his client wishes to speak with congressional investigators to corroborate his claims of political interference in the probe, which he has reported to the Justice Department's top watchdog, according to multiple reports. Senator Ron Johnson, RY, the co-author of the 2020 Senate report on the Biden family, told Breitbart News that he believes the whistleblower's information will be of great interest to the House Judiciary and Oversight Committees. "It sounds like the whistleblower wants to present his information on a nonpartisan fashion. I have no doubt House committees will cooperate and be eager to hear his testimony," he told Breitbart News. "I hope Senator Wyden and the Senate Finance Committee will be equally committed to hearing the truth," he added about the Democrat-controlled Senate. "The allegations are just one more example that under President Biden we absolutely have a two-tiered system of justice. One that treats the well-connected, like his son, with kid gloves. The other that aggressively pursues his political opponents," Johnson explained. "This is not how a nation governed by the rule of law operates." Oversight Committee Chair James Comer, RKY, told Breitbart News he has been wondering why the DOJ has not charged Hunter in the tax probe. "The grand jury appears to have convened as far back as May 2019. A confidential subpoena served to J.P. Morgan Chase Bank reveals. It's deeply concerning that the Biden administration may be obstructing justice by blocking efforts to charge Hunter Biden for tax violations," Comer told Breitbart News. "We've been wondering all along where the heck the DOJ and the IRS have been," he continued. "Now it appears the Biden administration may have been working overtime to prevent the Bidens from facing any consequences. The House Oversight Committee will work to hold accountable anyone in the Biden administration who may be covering up this criminal activity," he said. According to the IRS agent's attorney, the whistleblower specifically alleges that two Biden administration political appointees within the Justice Department have declined to seek an indictment of Hunter for tax violations, despite investigators' blessing and prosecutors' desires in the DOJ Tax Division. The extent of the interference allegedly includes certain DOJ employees placing restrictions on the investigation, such as on questions, witnesses, and tactics investigators could use to pursue President Joe Biden. Moreover, Weiss allegedly asked to be named as special counsel in the probe to provide a degree of separation between the probe and Joe Biden. The request was turned down, according to the whistleblower, despite Attorney General Merrick Garland's recent testimony before Congress that Weiss had the authority to bring charges against Hunter. Garland has admitted, however, he would personally have to authorize any potential charges against Hunter. "I would then have to authorize it and permit it to be brought in another jurisdiction, and that is what I promised I would do," he said. In 2018 and 2020, Breitbart senior contributor and Government Accountability Institute President Peter Schweitzer published Secret Empires and Profiles in Corruption. Each book hit number one on the New York Times bestseller list and exposed how Hunter Biden and Joe Biden flew aboard Air Force Two in 2013 to China before Hunter's firm inked a $1.5 billion deal with a subsidiary of the Chinese government's Bank of China less than 2 weeks after the trip. Schweitzer's work also uncovered the Biden family's other vast and lucrative foreign deals and cronyism. Breitbart political editor Emma Jo Morris's investigative work at the New York Post on the Hunter Biden laptop from hell also captured international headlines when she, along with Miranda Devine, revealed that Joe Biden was intimately involved in Hunter's businesses, appearing even to have a 10% stake in a company the Scion formed with officials at the highest levels of the Chinese Communist Party. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.